Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello everybody, welcome. I wanted to make a video about this important topic because there's so many people talking about it in the media today, and it is the topic of abortion. And this is such a sensitive subject to people, and people seem to have their minds made up. I'm not here to change people's minds. I'm not here to get amens and have people just agree with me. I'm here to just give people the reality and the facts of science and the reality of facts of the way things are today. First off, surprisingly, I will say that my heart goes out to people that even have to consider abortion as an option because of the situation they're in. I think if somebody is pregnant and it's unplanned, I think there's several different options people have, and often people are aware of their options and they choose the one that they think is going to impact their life the least in a negative way. And I think there's many ways the choices are presented to people, and in some of those ways, some of the results, the consequence of the choices are often left out, and it leads people to make a decision based on untrue information. So I think, you know, it's responsible for everyone to have all the information possible before they make a wise choice. And I do this in everything. You know, this is what I do. I help people get better from illnesses and diseases in my work here. And I want people to have all the choices. If somebody chooses to go along with something, at least they made their decision based on all the choices. Most people on any situation, if they have limited choices, they're going to make a decision that's not necessarily going to have the expected results that they were desiring. And when it comes to the topic of abortion, people often pretty much comes down to you either believe life starts at conception, or life starts at a certain point during your pregnancy, or life starts when the baby is out of the womb. And I've heard all the different sides of it. Now, if you look at it from a scientific standpoint, 100%, it's not an opinion. Life starts during conception. The first minute the baby is conceived, that's a life. A life has been now created. Okay? So that's something that some people try to argue sometimes, and you can't argue with a fact, or you could try to, but you're not going to win that argument. But besides that, we got to look at the idea of why would somebody still go along with it even if they believe that a life has been started? Well, they don't know that life now. There's no emotional connection often to a baby conceived at 1 week versus 9 months. And we know adoption is an option, but at that point, a mother is quite connected to her baby. So it's not really as simple as it seems, you know, because most women that do not plan on keeping a baby that wasn't planned for, something changes and they connect with that baby. So basically, in people's minds, they think it's much easier to abort a baby than to put a baby up for adoption. And from an emotional standpoint, perhaps that's true. I mean, some women don't want to go their whole life knowing that their child is moving around and walking around in this world, and they don't know who they are, and vice versa. However, there are some women that knew that they couldn't provide for the baby, so they found the baby a better option, and they could feel somewhat good about that. But the idea of aborting a baby is something that is the result of misinformation and the result of options not being presented in the right way. And not only the options of just knowing about adoption, but also the lies that certain people with certain motives will give to convince people that abortion is the easiest, simplest, and most convenient way. And however it is through abortion, whether it's through an after pill or through a surgery or whatever it is, it's not as simple as people think. First of all, it's clear right now that certain organizations, and I'll name them right here, Planned Parenthood, makes a tremendous amount of money off of abortion. It's a business, and their number one goal is to try to, I won't necessarily say convince, but to try to persuade women to getting abortions. So if you go into their clinic, they're going to present all the information to you, and all the they're going to attach on to all your emotions at that time to try to persuade you to believe that that's your best option for you and your baby. And you know, aborting your baby is never the best option for them. We can look at all of the examples in the world today where we think about, you know, how a baby can turn out or the situation a baby is born into. And we could look all throughout history, many of the people that have been successful in the world, and you know, when they give their thank you speeches and everything else, they weren't all born in a perfect situation, and look how they turned out. I would say that one of the emotions that Planned Parenthood and things like people like this hold on to is what it's going to be like for the baby if you bring this baby into the world, you don't have money to provide for the baby and all these different things. I would suggest that that's the worst, that's the best form of manipulation when somebody's in an emotional state, is to grab that from them. But I would suggest that's the worst reason to abort your baby. Because when you look at all the people that have been successful in life and they came from a place where it wasn't expected that they'd be able to be taken care of or provided for, and you look at how successful they are, what do you say to that situation? And then you can look at all the situations where there are babies born into a perfect family that could provide for them and that could do so much for them and give them everything, and they don't turn out too well. So to use that idea that they use, oh, think about your baby, it's not the right situation, it's not the right time. You know, if that was the case, maybe you'd have an argument there, but it's not the case, because there are many babies out there that aren't born in the best situations, but it's a blessing to have everyone around. So this video is not to convince, or this audio, whatever you listen to, it's not to convince people or persuade people. It's to let you know that if you are in a situation where there's an unplanned birth, know your choices and your options well. And the most important thing I'm suggesting or telling you is, consider your baby. Consider your baby. I'm thinking about and very likely going to take down some of my videos that talk about this topic, because I don't want to kick somebody when they're down or emotionally. Add more damage to somebody that's already been abused. You know, because people ask me sometimes, what if the abortion was an act of violence? And, you know, and this is the option that the person chooses. I can't make somebody choose something that they're against. I can only present the information. But to those women out there that are watching this right now that have been abused and as a result have conceived, all I could tell you is, consider your baby. That's it. Consider your baby. Let's not think about how this baby was brought into this world or the result of this. There are so many cases of babies that were born to women that were either sexually abused or abused in some way or some manner, that either the abortion didn't happen correctly or they just decided to put the baby up for adoption, or they kept the baby. The baby has went on, and the child has went on to have an amazing, wonderful life. When all odds were against them, the baby went on to have an amazing, wonderful life. So three words. Consider your baby. And I understand the thoughts that go through people's minds and what's happening. And I know a lot of people that are on the side of pro-life are just presenting this in a way of not having an understanding of really the way the person's thinking or what's going on. But again, consider your baby. Those are my three words that I want you, if you're pregnant and watching this, to think about. Consider your baby. It doesn't matter if the baby's 1 day old or 9 months old. Consider your baby. Now, some people would say, well, what about my life? What about my future? And your baby will impact your life and your future and the path you travel in life and the things that go on. But consider your baby. And consider it that it's a wonderful blessing and not a hindrance, not something that's going to tie you down. Or I know some people say, well, I was in school and I wanted to finish school. Or some people say, well, I was too young or I wasn't ready to be a parent. I'm not going to emotionally tell somebody, well, you know, you're responsible, or even if you're not responsible, this is the way to, I'm going to tell you, just really consider that child that's inside of you has been given to you and put there by our Creator. There's a lot of people that will have sex. There's a lot of people that will be sexually abused, and they do not conceive. Conception is not just something that happens. Conception is something that our Creator decides to bless somebody with. And somebody could say, well, how in the world can somebody be blessed via the result of a rape or sexual abuse or something else? And when you tie those two things together, well, I was sexually abused and the baby was a result. You think if you're going to abort the baby, it's going to do away with what happened. Regardless of what happened, the blessing is there. And when I say consider your baby, if you consider that baby being a blessing, why would you want to destroy that blessing or do away with that blessing? Blessings don't always come out of something that it was expected. Often blessings come out of things, even tragedies, because our Creator has a way of taking things that are bad and turning them around and making them good. And that's what He does in these cases. And when we're young, we don't know much about our future. We don't know much about our life. And a lot of people today are misguided. And I was speaking to somebody and they were saying, well, if the baby has to rely on the parent and the parent just can't provide and all this, and they're always, everyone's considering the mother of the child. Consider the baby. Consider the baby. If you can't or choose not to raise that child, there are many people out there in this world that would love to have a child to bless, would love to have a child bless them. And when you consider that, you know, and how much good can come out of this, consider that. So there's some good websites I'll put below this video, and I know it's a shocking, damaging, scary situation to be in. Whether if that baby was unplanned via the result of just a sexual act that was consentful, or if the baby was a result of a horrific sexual violence or something, it's not a good thing, but consider the baby when you're making your decision for the future. And I know we need to care about the person themselves, not just the baby, but just the person that's going through these things and so on. And why should I do this? And you know, this option is available for me. And even today with the things being overturned, there's still states that have abortion as a legal option. But I don't believe people are considering the baby when they choose to get an abortion. Because a baby, regardless of what you're told by Planned Parenthood or someone else, a baby does feel pain. A baby feels tremendous pain. And also, it's a very dangerous procedure. It's not a simple procedure to get an abortion. It's a very, very dangerous procedure. And it goes against the way we were created and designed, because a woman was designed to have children. And if our creator decides that a woman should conceive and she shouldn't have that child for some reason, the body will naturally miscarry. But for a man's intervention to come in and not only take the baby out, but to completely dissolve and destroy that baby's life, you know, is something that need to be considered. Our Creator has blessed the womb of women to conceive and carry a baby. And man has come along and found a way to take that blessing out of the womb and destroy it. And I know somebody that's going through this right now is some of these things they don't want to hear. And sometimes we make bad choices, and somebody might be watching this, and you might have already made a bad choice, and you might have already done it. Some of you might be thankful that you did it, and some of you might be regretful that you did it. You know, and our Creator is a wonderful, merciful God that can forgive anyone for anything they've done in the past at any time. But here we are now in this situation, and consider the lessons you've learned in life, and consider the mercy of our wonderful Creator that will allow women to conceive more than one time. And what I think people need to do is look at the choices, and I'm going to put the websites below to some of these choices, but let me put it this way. I understand the feelings and emotions of an unplanned child. I understand that. Wise and important decisions should not be made when you're under an emotional state. I say this all the time. You should not make an important decision when you're under an emotional state. Your decisions you make in life should come from your mind, based on your what you've learned in life and your experience in life, not based on your emotions. When you do experiences or make choices based on your emotions, you're asking for trouble. We need to be careful, because we're trained in a world to think with our heart and think with our emotions and our feelings. And there are people, there are organizations, there are advertisers out there that purposely want people to think and feel with their emotions in their decision-making process, because that's what gets their sale done. But just like doctors get paid when people are sick, not when people are healthy, so their motive isn't necessarily 100% of the time to keep people healthy, because if everyone was healthy, there wouldn't be a need for the doctors, right? If we pay doctors to keep people healthy, instead of paying them to keep people sick, we might have a little different motivation or situation behind it. I'm not saying all doctors are like that, but my point is, when organizations are paid more money to promote abortion than they are to promote life, they're gonna do their best to convince someone this is a business and this is the choice you need to make, and they're gonna play on people's emotions. So my heart goes out to anyone in this situation, but you're not alone. There is help out there. And I think if you make a decision with your mind and not your heart, you'll come to realize that abortion isn't the ideal solution to an unplanned pregnancy. But it's hard, because women are saying it's their body, it's part of their body, and it's their decision. And in reply to that, I say, consider the baby. And I know women want to say, well, what about my life? Consider me, consider my life. And I'm not talking about in those rare, very rare circumstances where a woman's life is truly on the line if she has a baby. That's a very rare occasion when you consider how many abortions are in the world and so on. It's a very rare occasion. But I am talking about every other situation when you say, well, think about me as a woman. Forget about, and in essence, you're saying, forget about the baby. Think about me, or put me first. Well, even if we did that, putting you first, again, as I said, it's a blessing to have a baby. It's not a curse. It's not a bad thing under any circumstance. As long as your life is not going to be your life is not going to be in danger, it's going to be a blessing to you. And it's such a strong argument today that, people on both sides of it are so outspoken. And, words that are used are so strong. And we do make bad decisions. I saw somebody saying, people need to consider that as women, we make bad decisions, or as people in general, men as well, we make the bad decisions in our lives. We make mistakes and we regret it. Whether we say something we shouldn't have said, we often do things we shouldn't have done. I'm not going to come here now and talk about the lack of education or the lack of wise decision making, because often our emotions take over and all logic goes out the window. It doesn't matter if we're a young person or an old person. It doesn't matter if we're rich or in poverty or anything else. People do not often make wise decisions 100% of the time. And there are consequences to these decisions. And, we shouldn't think we could just take away the consequences and everything's going to be okay. They won't be okay. There's a very emotional connection or something that happens when a woman gets an abortion that's unexplainable, but a reality. And so many women might be thankful that they got an abortion because they don't have to deal with a lifelong situation of a child. But they don't consider until later on the emotional impact that it had and the hole that it literally leaves in their heart for this child that they did away with. Consider the child. Consider your child. This is your blessing. So, I'm here and this ministry is here. Whether you want to talk to a woman, I could put you in touch with other people. If you want to just talk to me and pray with me, I'm here to help anyone out there who finds himself in a situation where they're being bombarded with pressure to abort their baby. And, you need somebody to talk to or just to listen to. And my heart goes out, it's the whole thing with, people saying, well, it's our body, our choice. And I'm just saying, consider the baby. getting into these conversations of when life begins. Well, we know scientifically when life begins 100% at conception, regardless of how we want to dispute that, whatever. Life begins at conception. But some people want to consider that differently and look at it differently. So be it. Considering the being born into poverty side of it, consider the sexual assault side of it, and all this side. What's my answer? My answer is consider your baby. And the potential. I mean, like I said, there was so many babies and situations of babies that were born in the worst of the worst situations. Some of them didn't turn out well. But some babies that were born in the best situation didn't turn out well either. You know, so let God be in control. Let Him be in control. Don't try to take His work and put it in your hands. Let Him be in control. And, you know, it's just seek out and find people that have went through this. And see those that regret having an abortion, you know, and see what they have to say about this. Don't automatically take the things that Planned Parenthood automatically has to say about it and think, well, this is fine or it's okay and this is, I'm just going to forget about this and sweep it under the rug. Consider the baby. And consider the motives of the people behind that are trying to help you. No one has a negative motion that's trying to help you to keep the baby or put the baby up for adoption. Nobody's trying to. They have no underlying motives at all. They can't. Their concern is for the baby and for you. Now, people that want you to abort the baby, their motivation is not for you. Even though they say it might be, it's not for your life, and it's certainly not for your baby's life. It's for their pockets. They don't care about you. It's for their pockets. They're trying to make money off of you. That's why they want you to abort your baby. Consider your baby, the pain your baby feels when he's or she's destroyed through the processes that they promote, and make wise decisions. Now, again, before I end this, I just want to say I understand. Bad decisions are made sometimes, or decisions we change our minds sometimes. And if you've been through this, in no way I'm going to sit here and say that you're a bad person or an evil person. You know, and I'm just going to say, consider your baby the blessing that God has blessed you with. And I pray you make a choice that's going to consider that baby. All right? Put your comments or questions below, and I'm here and open to discuss this with others.
Come out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life
Ministry. Hi, this is Pastor Steve Camp of the Cross Church here in Palm City, Florida. We'd like to invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 10 a.m. We are a Reformed congregation, and so we believe that salvation is all of grace by faith in Jesus Christ alone and not of works. We are currently studying the Gospel of Matthew expositionally, verse by verse, every week. All sinners are welcome. So come as you are, but leave as He is.
Don't grow weary, don't grow cold, no. Remember everything He told ya. There's nothing new under the sun, no. Still His promises are for ya. I tried and tried to stop the noise.
But I'm so glad that I can hear your voice say, listen, child, listen, you're a citizen of God.